from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Bryce Young was terrible last year because the team around him also stunk. I can't believe with a brand new offensive minded head coach, they didn't have Bryce Young playing yesterday. To me, that was a mistake by Carolina. I think that's a misstep. Drake May played, really didn't do anything, barely played. Wasn't much to see there. My takeaway from the game was two things. This is now up to a 3-game sample size, not one like last Thursday, 3. So still small. The new kickoff rule is still a waste of time.
Couldn't agree more.
The goal of the kickoff, some would say, well, the NFL just wants returns. And they'll say, goal, but there's more returns. True. But if every return is going to the 25 or 26 yard line, we're still wasting our time. Just give the ball at the 25 every time and be done with it. We know they're not going back to the old kickoffs from 2012 or whatever.
They might, though, because it's a one-year deal.
That's what, well, no, from the rules that were prior to this change.
That changed,
I'm talking,
but this new kickoff rules for 1 year.
Correct. For one rule.
There's going to be a lot of criticism,
I think. If this doesn't work, I think they would likely get rid of him. This is, to me, the last chance for us to keep kickoffs. But if this is what it's going to look like in the regular season, this is not lasting more than a year. I understand they didn't like that the Super Bowl did not have a single kickoff return. It was touchback after touchback. But if the returns go to the 25 every time, which is the average right now,
which is what Devin Hester was saying, one of the best ever.
We're wasting our time.
Yep. We are. And remember the whole thought originally was going to be Justin Reed can kick off, right, because he's a safety, because they went back and looked at XFL film and everything that people do in this kickoff, and the kicker's involved in 20-25% more tackles. It's not that way. I think they're going to find out it does take that pinpoint accuracy to be in the, quote, landing zone, because if you hit it there, you have to return it. Like, they have to return it. The whole stop and start thing, not a fan of this rule at all. I don't like the onside kick rule. Being only in the fourth quarter when you're down, and you have to announce it. I always enjoy that. I know onside kicks aren't, you know, foolproof, and they're, you know, not a high success rate of them. But there's nothing better than coming out in the second half, you know, and you know you see something on film and you drop that onside kick out there. So onside kicks typically don't work at the end of the game when teams know exactly what you're doing. But they have a success rate if teams don't know what you're doing.
Like Sean Payton or whatever in the Super Bowl against the Colts.
Yeah, they have a success rate if you don't know what you're doing. On film, you see these, you know, the defenders are all going backwards and say, oh, hey, you know, we can do this onside kick. It takes that strategy out of the game. That's a big problem. I just hate this new kickoff. If it's not broke, don't fix it. The NFL can't get any more popular than it is right now. Just keep it.
I think you guys are being too harsh, all right? Look, and I'm going to take this stance. You're being rude to the game of football for trying to add an extra ounce of strategy in there, ability. We're paying kickers all this amount of money. They need to do more.
Not for kickoffs. We're not paying it. Harrison Butker's new deal is not because of kickoffs. His new deal is because that dude can make a 58-yarder in the most pressure situation possible.
Yeah, the guy's money, and that's why he got his money.
Need him to pooch a ball up and have it dot right on the 20 or like the 10-yard line and have it sit there, then he should be able to do it.
I think Butker's going to be a real weapon with this. I think he will be.
Again, he might not even be the one kicking though. It sounds like Tobe wants to go that direction.
Yeah, now it's going to be Butker.
But I think you guys are, you know, it's an extra inkling of strategy. I like it.
So I like the idea of it, and I get it. It's still a small sample size. Let's see what happens in the first few weeks of the NFL season. But so far, and all I can go off of, Drew, is the current evidence, which is 3 games, but that's what I have after this weekend. And tomorrow, I'll have another 10 games to look at. So far, I think people should admit, though, that it hasn't done anything.
Right.
Like, yes, some would argue and say, well, the NFL just wants returns. Whatever they look, they just want them. Okay, you're right. We have not had touchbacks in the preseason because of this. That's true. If that's all we wanted, then fine. But if the average return is still a 25-yard line, it's a waste of time. And I'm not saying I thought that suddenly we were going to have two kickoff returns a game. I don't want that either. That'd be ridiculous, too. But there hasn't been more excitement. Stop with it. That it's not exciting seeing me have a kickoff under the new rule where they grab the ball at the 5 and then they're tackled at the 25. That's not exciting. It's just a waste of time is all it is.
It's not exciting with everybody going to their cell phones looking up new kickoff rules when they see it happening and trying to explain.
But there's the one chance that Xavier Worthy gets the return and takes it to the house. You eliminate that opportunity.
But you know, he still had great kickoff returns anyway. Even Devin Hester, the best that's ever done, just went into the Hall of Fame, even commented on it. He says, we're not seeing the big returns like you expected. This guy knows it because he did it. He's in the Hall of Fame for being a kicker. I just like the way it was, man. Just keep it that way.
But they're not going back to the way it was because they changed it due to safety, and that's what led to teams just doing the touchback. Yeah, they were fine.
And the onside was changed because you can only have three. Yeah. You had to have three guys at least on one side of the ball.
We'll see. I mean, I the national show that I do on Saturdays on BetQL and Infinity Sports Network, our sister station or our network with our company. Totally disagreed with me and just said that basically as long as people are returning kicks, then it's a win. And I just completely disagree. So we'll see how it plays out.
Call it a win, but I mean, it's what I think it's more of what they want. Cause I think safety is the main reason, but I do think the fact that there is action. Somebody texted in, guys, kickoff is a bathroom break or fresh beer breaks. Nothing changed. Look, if you missed a kickoff return for a touchdown in a big game, then that's on you because that's possible.
Yeah, I hope on Monday.
You're not eliminating that possibility.
I think some teams are just going to rely on their defense, just kick it to the end zone and put it at 35.
Well, there's no reason to do that right now. So far,
the worst average in the NFL was 16 yards of return.
But there's no need to. Nobody's going to want to kick it in the end zone if these are going to be the actual results. If teams are not able to get it past the 26-yard line, let's see how the rest of the weekend goes, and let's see the first 2 weeks of the regular season. When, if you believe in, hey, teams are holding everything back and like just magically suddenly they're going to do everything different on the kickoffs. That I can wait for. But right now, it hasn't been great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.